listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Michael Murray, the chair of the Eastern Township School Board, who's going to be speaking to us about the changes made to the Secondary 3 French Immersion Program at Massey Vanney High School. First off, thank you so much, Michael, for being here with us today. I super appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is going on here with the French Immersion Program at Massey Vanney High School? Is the French Immersion Program at Massey Vanney still set in place from Secondary 1 to Secondary 3? What exactly is going on there?
Actually, as has been publicized, Secondary 3 French Immersion Program is not going to be offered in the upcoming year. And that is not really a decision made to cancel French Immersion, as it is more a consequence of other scheduling changes, which we are trying to improve the offerings that we have for all students in Secondary 3.
Okay. These offerings led to canceling out this program in what way exactly?
The thing that you have to understand is that French Immersion Sec 3 was always, or the decision about removing it was always about running open groups that give students a greater range of choices in their courses and their groupings. We are educators. We're about change. The purpose of education is to change. Change people, help them grow, help them develop. And the primary motivation for looking at changes is to improve the social and emotional growth of our students. Many of the staff, the professional educators, feel that the closed groups hinder this kind of development. And for some time, several years now, we've been discussing the merits of providing greater choice and more alternatives to students in the middle of their high school career. So the choice of other options inevitably led to not offering immersion, which requires a closed group.
And what is meant by closed group exactly? You mean that it's set for a particular group of students? Is that what is meant by that?
It's for a particular group of students. Okay. It means that because of the way immersion works, the students take a number of other subjects like mathematics and science and so forth in French.
Yes.
There are limited numbers of both students and teachers in the immersion program. This means that there's very little flexibility. They have to take those subjects in French at the stipulated time. So there's no movement between cohorts, between groups that are in immersion and those who are not in immersion. We have a wide variety of other options, and sometimes, for example, mathematics may be a challenge to a group of some of the students in the group. They would prefer to take a math course from in English just for better understanding. Well, maybe other students in the same group are far advanced in math, and for them it's a breeze to take it in French, not a challenge. So by opening up the groups, we give each of those students a choice to pursue the kind of level of challenge and interest that suits them individually.
Okay. And so it's still set in place in Secondary 1 and 2, but just not Secondary 3?
That's correct. And I want to emphasize, too, you know, Massey Vanney has for many years offered far more French than is required by the basic school regulation. More hours every week of French. So French immersion is not some kind of silver bullet, which is the one and only way to become bilingual. In fact, our orientation is to increase bilingualism, to increase practical bilingualism. And that doesn't necessarily always require an immersion program.
Did this decision also have to do with the lack of interest on part of parents and students to register their child in the French Immersion Program as well? Or really just came down to wanting to have the best educational experience possible for students?
I think the latter. Parents always want the best for their students. And when it was explained to them that many of those to whom it was, with whom it was discussed, have had kids in secondary 1, 2, going through immersion now in secondary 3, discussing it with them, discussing the alternatives with them, discussing the feedback they get from their kids, it clearly was a question of options and choices rather than one golden path to better French and everybody else suffers. We do promote a bilingual environment. It's a great school for that. We know that our students also, outside of school, play on municipal teams for soccer and hockey and every other kind of sport with their neighbors in French, in English. A lot of them are quite casually comfortable in both languages. So we don't have the same fear that they don't have any extra exposure to French. Whereas the parent feedback is that it would be better if the students could have more freedom of choice of other options and courses.
You're mentioning how you were discussing this with parents. So the Eastern Township School Board, the ETSB, and Massey-Vanier did make students and parents aware that this decision was made.
Massey-Vanier followed standard protocol, but went way out of their way to ensure that this was discussed thoroughly with staff, with some parents, with parents on the governing board, who actually are the people who make the final determination of hours of teaching in which subject under the Quebec Education Act. So it was thoroughly ventilated. It was discussed before taking this action. Parents at secondary 2 with kids in immersion were all informed that the decision was imminent, and there were a couple, apparently, who called for more information. The principal answered their questions, and they seemed satisfied. So the general consensus going into the governing board meeting was immersion was interesting, and parents are still keen on having their kids become bilingual. The other options were perhaps more attractive overall, and offered more opportunities to students who might not have been in immersion. So they went ahead, and it was duly, after the consultation, it was duly voted on and passed, I think, unanimously. I don't think there were any dissenting voices by the governing board.
So this is for the next school year, so the 22-2023 school year. But will it be set in place for future years, or are there going to be more discussions surrounding implementing French immersion in secondary 3 at Massey-Vanier?
I want to go back to what I said in the beginning about we're about change. Of course, it'll be reevaluated. We reevaluate the school organization and the options being given on a continuing basis all the time as data comes in. As we see reactions from students, particularly because the best interest of the student is really what it's all about, then we would reevaluate and quite possibly adjust. Nothing is cast in stone. Any initiative at Massey-Vanier is evaluated as quickly as we can assemble data.
And how are you hoping that these new changes, you know, there is a lot of concern surrounding Bill 96, and now parents are really keen on having their children be bilingual. How do you see this ridding of the French immersion program benefiting students?
Well, I really want to emphasize that that French immersion is one of many ways that we emphasize French, and at all levels in all cohorts, Massey-Vanier offers more French than most high schools, more French than is required in the Quebec education program. So we've displaced other things, but Massey is also about developing the whole student. And you know, while we've had this debate currently about French immersion as if it was one thing in isolation, the whole school is affected, and the whole student is what we're trying to promote or make as good as possible. We haven't had any discussion, for example, about the LIFT program, which will be available to all of these students now that they're out of immersion. LIFT is an opportunity in Massey-Vanier to explore different options and different interests on the part of students. And again, it takes flexibility in the timetabling. So LIFT is a great initiative that every student should be exposed to in order to broaden their horizons, in order to see some of the other things that they might not have seen otherwise. LIFT, we have a great sports program. Sometimes kids in immersion don't have a schedule that permits them to be part of that sports program. All of them are part of the whole student, whereas French immersion is a simple focus on one kind of offering. So we think the whole student is really who we're trying to serve, and that we can best do that with all of these different alternatives rather than too much channeling.
The Eastern Township School Board didn't think that it would be possible to broaden these horizons and also keep the program at the same time for students who may be interested, or it's just down to a lack of time and resources?
Well, keeping in mind what I said, that the students in immersion are obliged to follow a tight timetable. They don't have room for much in the way of alternative paths. So this same group gets kind of locked in to the schedule. Massey Vanier is not a huge high school, so there are limited numbers of students to put in each group. You know, we have maybe a little over 100 students in each cohort, each year, I mean. And so if, you know, we have 25 or 50 of those in immersion, that limits the options not only for those in immersion, but for those other students who have chosen not to take immersion. And again, I would emphasize, we feel that immersion is only one of many paths to get to better French. And the emphasis is definitely on French as a practical learning process.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Michael, that you think would be important for people to know about or for the community to be aware of.
Well, I think the emphasis on optional courses, the emphasis on diversity of interest, trying to address the needs of every student individually, I think is the key to this. And to understand that withdrawing the option of or the offering of French immersion in secondary 3 was a consequence of trying to do better for the whole student.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for speaking to us. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Anytime.
CIDI is hoping to do a follow-up with parents on the topic in the upcoming days. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.